On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, and here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
All right, boys and girls out there in podcast land, you're listening to the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, where we do all kinds of little bits to entertain you. And if you're entertained, please subscribe on various platforms in podcast land, and you'll get the show. That's two shows a month, so we're bi-weekly.
I'm not bi.
Oh, well, okay, maybe I'm bi-weekly, I guess. I don't know.
Okay.
So anyway, if you like it, please subscribe, tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell your mom and dad. Okay, first up, before we get into the bits, I wanted to go over with Danny. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame fan vote was just ended.
Yeah, I haven't paid any attention to this at all because I really don't care about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And met with my daughter this past weekend. She goes, you guys don't like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame at all, do you? I was like, I guess we made that clear. She said, oh yeah.
Yeah, they're a little bit clueless. And looking at the fan vote, there's a lot of clueless people voting there too. So, all right. So basically what it is if the top five people in the fan vote get one vote each,
ooh.
Which doesn't make a bit of a difference in the grand scheme of things with the Hall of Fame voters. But, you know, Danny and I put it in our two cents when we went over this list. And looking at the list and the top five finishers, Danny picked three of them, and I picked only two of them.
All right. Way to go, me.
So I'll go down from 10 and down. So 10 and up, I should say. So
all right.
Coming in at number 10 was Kate Bush. Okay.
Whatever.
Kate Bush was big in the U.K., in Europe, and that's about it. She had, I think, one hit here, maybe two. All right. Number nine.
You could play the song for me, and I wouldn't have any idea it was her.
Running Up That Hill was the big song she had.
Nope.
And she had a duet with Peter Gabriel, which was a kind of a hit. That's about it. Anyway, so Kate Bush, we don't care. At number nine is one I believe I voted for, and I think you might have too. That was Devo. Which,
okay.
Okay. Number eight, I think you voted for it, Lionel Richie.
Yeah, he's a huge influence on a lot of people. Had ginormous hits. You could say, does he belong in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? But, you know, he's more rhythm or R&B. But
yeah, and pop. He's more of a pop guy in his solo career.
Yeah.
All right. Number seven was Carly Simon. Which I think we kind of both said we could see if she went in, that'd be cool.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have anything wrong with her, but we're talking about Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, more of a singer-songwriter type.
Great
singer, great songwriter, but not much of a rocker.
Yeah.
And number six, barely missing out of the top five, Judas Priest.
Good God almighty.
Come on.
I don't know what the top five is, but it doesn't matter now. I mean, Judas Priest should absolutely be in there.
We'll see how well the voters. I don't even know when it comes out, but I guess the real votes come in, and I guess we'll find out this summer. Maybe, who knows? I don't know.
Yeah, it is good that the top five only get one vote out of the couple hundred of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame voters.
All right, and number five is I think you voted for this woman. Even though she said she's not really rock and roll, that was Dolly Parton got number five.
Yeah. And with her words, I mean, she proves she's totally rock and roll, but she knows she's not. She shouldn't be in, but, you know, I would give her a vote just because she's awesome. She wrote some enormous hits for other people and for herself. So.
And it just came out last week that if she gets inducted, she'll accept it.
Yeah,
it's like, okay, well, I guess I'll accept it. But I thought it would have been cooler if she had said, nah, I'm not interested. But, eh, okay.
Hey, Dolly's going to do what Dolly's going to do. I've seen lots of memes about, you know, with Elon Musk and his $43 billion buyout of Twitter. What would Dolly Parton do with $43 million? Interesting question.
I have no idea. Probably something good.
You would think, yeah.
I think she did a thing where with books. She got a lot of books donated through schools in like rural areas in Tennessee. Something along those lines. Something really awesome.
And she's paying the college tuition of everybody that works at Dollywood if they want to go.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Imagine her with $43 billion. Nice. She probably wouldn't buy Twitter.
All right, number four, Eurythmics.
Nope.
Yeah.
I mean, they had some big hits, I guess.
They had a few, not a lot.
No.
Maybe a handful, and Annie Lennox is a great singer. But, yeah, I was never a big Eurythmics fan, so.
Nah, you know, I'm walking through, I picture myself walking through the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and there's the Eurythmics, and then there's Dolly Parton. It's like, what?
Yeah. Yeah, not really rocking there. All right, number three, we can agree that this person is totally rocking. Pat Benatar.
Oh, absolutely. No question.
Yeah, she's a rocker. She should be in there. She should have been in a long time ago. Let's hope these ding-dongs get it right and put her in. She belongs.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, number two, Eminem.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
People just vote because they know the name. That's got nothing to do with rock and roll. Rock, metal, hard rock, anything.
Nothing. Zero. Zip. Zilch. Yuck. All right. Well, then this number one, and by a landslide, actually, over 200,000 more votes than Eminem. And at the total, they got 934,000 votes. Duran Duran.
Okay.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, I'm all right with that. They're more on the poppy side, but that's, I mean, John Taylor's an amazing bass player.
At least they're a band that plays their instruments, and they are a rock band, if you like them or not.
Yeah.
And they were popular, made a lot of people happy, and they're still going today pretty much with 4 out of 5 original members. So
right. You
got to give it to them. They
outlasted
a lot of people.
Absolutely. You can't take away from them that they were good-looking guys.
No, they were good musicians, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
And had their own style.
Yeah.
Who else sounded like them? Nobody.
Sure. Yeah.
Own look, own style. They didn't copy anybody. They were their own thing, and it worked for them, especially in the beginning of the video age. When you look like that, they're pretty much easy to sell, you know?
Absolutely.
And on that note, let's get into the real rock and roll. All
right, please.
We're going to start this off, but we're going to play a track-by-track battle. A bit that we started, and we do it a little bit different than everybody else. So we take two albums, and we pit them against each other, track by track. If we both agree on the better track, that album gets a point. And at the end, we tally up the point, and we see, and of course, it's not really scientific, but we see which is the better album.
It's as scientific as we get.
Yeah, pretty much.
And there's usually a theme to the two albums. They are correlated somehow.
And the way these two albums are correlated is they're debut albums by basically L.A.-based hard rock bands. One came out in 1988, one came out in 1989. Now, the albums, the bands, really don't sound anything alike, but they just came out at a time where the, quote, hair metal thing was huge, but we call it hard rock. And they're both very talented, but they're both very different.
Totally different.
Yeah, and these albums are the L.A. Guns debut from 1988 and the Badlands debut from 1989. Now, Danny, initially, what would your gut go with as the better album, in your opinion?
L.A. Guns, no question.
Okay.
Just because I knew it, I listened to it a lot more than I listened to Badlands. You know, I listened to Badlands probably 2 or 3 times, and then I focused on the couple songs that I thought were really good. But going back, man, this album really held up.
Oh, it did.
It is so good now. I thought it was going to be a blowout, and it's a lot closer than I thought on my votes.
Yeah, people forget how great Jakey Lee was. And Ray Gillen's voice is amazing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it totally holds up today. And Ray Gillen is so good.
It's straight ahead blues bass hard rock. Gets you right in the gut. Awesome. And on the, on the flip side, the L.A. Guns album, you know, coming out of the ashes, kind of, sort of Guns N' Roses, because Tracy Guns is the common factor there. When that first album came out, I loved it. In fact, I liked it so much. I liked the L.A. Guns debut better than Appetite for Destruction.
Whoa.
Might be sacrilegious there, but I really dug the heck out of it. I thought they had something there. And they had a nice little career, and they're still going, but they never got to that superstar status that some bands from that. Yeah. Actually, both of these bands never made it farther than they really should. They should be much bigger. Then they were never. Neither one of them were headliners.
No, you know, I think L.A. Guns is playing all the hair metal festivals. You know, the M3, Monsters of the Mountain, the melodic rock cruises, or rock cruises, whatever. And you don't hear much from Badlands, though.
Yeah, well, because Ray died.
Yeah, that would be a problem.
And every time they try to reissue that album, they get stopped in the courts because Ray Gillen apparently wasn't the greatest guy in the world. And I think he died of AIDS, but he was spreading it around knowingly. So a lot of people tried to sue them. So that's why that album is very hard to find. It got really reissued a couple times and shut down pretty much right away. So if you have a copy, hold on to it. Because I don't think it's going to get reissued ever again. Now, that being said, on a low note, let's start the track-by-track battle.
All right.
And one of the things we did, we chopped it down to 10 songs. We took out the two little instrumentals. So, you know, because they were going up against other ones. So maybe if we have a tie, maybe we'll take the instrumentals and make that the tiebreaker. One was Cry No More by L.A. Guns, and Badlands was Jade's song, which they're both little nice, quiet songs, but we're not interested in those tracks so much. We're more into the harder ones. So let's start this off. Track one, No Mercy. Versus High Wire.
This was a tough one for me because, but my vote went to High Wire because it's just one of the best songs on the whole album. I don't know. There's all kinds of good songs on the LA Guns, but with Badlands, it's just such a great song, great riff, great vocals.
Yeah, I concur with you 100%. My favorite song on this album is High Wire. I love No Mercy, but High Wire for me is the ultimate Badland song. So we agree.
Wow, Badland gets a point.
Nice.
All right.
All right, track two. Both of these songs were videos as well. Sex Action. Versus Dreams in the Dark. Sing me a sweet, sweet song. Turn out the
lights and my love will burn on and on. This is kind of the same thing as the first song. I love Sex Action. It's a great song, but I really like Dreams in the Dark too, so I'm going with that one. That gets my point.
Wow, I did not think we'd agree on a lot of these. I thought it was going to be completely different, but I agree with you again. I voted for Dreams in the Dark. Because the Badlands album starts off super strong, and it does, you know, kind of wanes a little bit. So another vote for Badlands. So Badlands is 2, LA Guns is 0.
Wow.
Track 3, One More Reason. Which is pretty damn good. Versus another song that was a video, Winter's Call. All your love is what I need from you. All your love is gonna keep me warm through the winter storm. I'll give it to you, baby.
Yeah, this is tough for me because One More Reason, it's one of my favorite LA Guns songs of all LA Guns songs. But Winter's Call is a great song too. So, but I'm going with One More Reason.
Our first disagreement.
All right.
I agree. I love One More Reason as well. Fantastic song. One of my favorites. Winter's Call, I just, same thing. Super strong song. Love it. It's nice and mellow, and then it kicks in.
Yep.
So we disagree. So no point there. So.
Yeah, I can't argue with that, though. Both songs.
I actually
that's what makes this bit so tough.
I actually flip-flopped a couple times on that one. I wasn't sure. Track number 4, Electric Gypsy. Versus Dancing on the Edge. I'm rolling like a river, full of hunger.
Oh, dancing on the edge tonight. Oh, man. I'm going with the Badlands song on this one.
Oh, really? Edge. Dancing on the Edge.
Is this your first vote for LA Guns?
I voted for Electric Gypsy.
Oh, man.
So no vote there. We disagreed, but I don't think you could go wrong with either one there. Both pretty strong tracks.
Yeah.
In fact, that's a common theme from both of these albums. That's why we kind of picked them, because they're both very strong. Not too many stinkers on here. All right, so right now it's 2-0 Badlands, because we split on songs 3 and 4. Track 5, Nothing to Lose. Versus Streets Cry Freedom. And the streets cry freedom. Do you stand or retreat?
As you stand by the neon guns above. I'd definitely go with Nothing to Lose. I'm not a huge fan of the Streets Cry Freedom song.
Holy smokes. LA Guns gets their first point.
Wow, look at you voting the right way.
Finally. I like Streets Cry Freedom. But Nothing to Lose is one of those songs that's stuck in my head. I think I listened to the LA Guns album a lot more growing up than I did the Badlands. Even though I like both.
Absolutely.
All right, track 6. This is a tough one. Bitch is back. Versus Hard Driver. Hard Driver!
This is a hard one for me because it was both songs I really like, but I'm going with Hard Driver.
I'm going with the Bitch.
Oh, man.
Bitch is back, right on track. And I like Hard Driver, too, but we disagree. Yeah,
the riff of Hard Driver did it for me.
I can't disagree with you. Jakey Lee is, I mean, he's underrated. He shouldn't be. He should be one of those guys we look up to as a guitar god. And some people do, but, you know, he hasn't put out that much.
Yeah, you know, when he came out with Red Dragon Cartel, everybody was like, oh, my God, he's back.
Yeah.
And then that kind of went nowhere.
Yeah, but that second Red Dragon Cartel album is really good.
Oh, yeah.
And then he hasn't done anything in years. So he's just smoking cigarettes in Vegas, so. Okay. Come on, Jake. Put some more music out there. All right, track 7, One Way Ticket. Versus Rumblin' Train. Rumblin' Train,
I'm definitely going One Way Ticket. The slow rockers don't do it for me. You know, that's kind of what Rumblin' Train is.
You don't like the ones that kind of build a little bit?
Nah.
One Way Ticket for me, too. Oh, that's 2 votes. We're 2-2 now.
Oof. Man.
After track 7. So, okay. We're down to our final 3. We'll find out what is the better album. Kind of, sort of, in a scientific way. But, whatever.
But how can you be scientific about which is better?
You can't.
Yeah.
We just make this crap up, you know, try to entertain ourselves.
Yeah, that's right.
And if we entertain,
put our lab coats away later.
Yeah, there you go. Track 8, Hollywood Tease, which is a girl cover. Versus, yep, Devil's Stomp.
I'm going with Hollywood Tease. I love that song.
Yeah.
Great riff. I don't know if it was written by Phil Collin or not, but great song.
It was.
Yep.
He's one of the songwriters. There you go. I have to agree with you. I love that song.
Wow.
Oh, so that's 3-4 LA Guns.
LA Guns making a comeback.
And Devil Stomp is not a bad song at all.
Oh, no. No. Most of these I had a hard time with. It's not like, oh, yeah, I'm definitely going that way.
Yeah. I went back and forth on a couple, but yeah, we'll see. Down to 2 more songs. Track 9, Shoot for Thrills. Versus Seasons.
Oh, man. I'm going LA Guns again. Shoot for Thrills.
We agree again.
Whoa. Oh, man.
We agreed a lot of these.
Yeah.
4-2, which means LA Guns is already the better album. But we got one track left. Down in the City. Down in the city. Give you what you need. Down in the city. Versus Ball and Chain. Give me
that ball and chain now. I picked Down in the City.
Me too. Wow. 5-2.
Yeah, the last 4 songs for LA Guns were the last 4 were all LA Guns for me.
The last 6 for me.
Yep.
See, the LA Guns album, from top to bottom, it just blows your mind from the first song to the last song. They're all good. The Badlands starts off super good and wanes a little bit with a couple songs that are pretty good, but I mean, I honestly don't listen to Ball and Chain, Seasons, or Rumblin' Train ever. But I'll listen to High Wire, Dreams in the Dark, Winter's Call, and Hard Driver.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking when I was listening to it. This album is awesome. And then it got, okay, okay. You know, it just kind of, it didn't stay up there like the LA Guns does.
Yeah, I was surprised. I figured you were going to go hardcore Badlands over LA Guns. I didn't realize you liked the LA Guns album that much.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then the second LA Guns album is fantastic as well.
Absolutely.
But we really can't do one against two because I think there's a lot more tracks on the second album. So
yeah. That's the problem with having albums with different number of songs. We can't really compare them so much unless we just don't do certain songs. But
We came up with a silly bit, and we have to stick to the rules. So scientifically, the LA Guns debut is better than the Badlands. But I'm sure there's people out there who are going to disagree with them. Like, what are these guys talking about? They're high. But I don't know. Wait.
Well, it's a difference between like sleaze rock and just blues-based rock. You know, totally different.
Yeah, completely. Whatever mood you're in.
Yeah.
But if you don't have either one of these albums, go out and purchase them. They're both high-quality albums, definitely.
Totally.
They don't suck. And on that note...
Except you can't buy the Badlands album anymore.
Yeah, you're probably going to have to find that for $100 on eBay somewhere. I have a copy, but... You know.
I got to see if I have one. I have a vinyl of it.
Vinyl probably would be worth big bucks, probably. I think I was done with vinyl by 89. I started buying CDs, I think, in 88, and I never bought vinyl ever again. So
yeah, I didn't buy any vinyl anymore. I've still got, I got rid of a bunch of vinyl back in the 90s, but I kept all my like picture discs, colored vinyl, rare stuff.
I'd be curious what some of those Iron Maiden picture discs you have that are worth nowadays.
Yeah, because I've got the Run to the Hills, Aces High, 2 Minutes to Midnight. Oh, man.
I had a 45 single of Saxon's 747. I don't even think I have that anymore. Okay. I have some 45s of Sweets from the songs from the 70s. I don't know. They're just in the closet somewhere gathering dust. Maybe some stuff is worth something. I don't know.
I've thought about going online and seeing what I could get for those picture discs, but just never had the time.
Yeah, what if it's like $5,000? Sold!
Oh, yeah. No question.
Daddy's going to Bermuda.
That's right.
Or Turks and Caicos or wherever you go. You and your wife. I don't know.
Yep. St. Martin.
St. Martin. There you go. Couldn't tell you anything about it, but Danny's always there. So
great. Great place.
And on that note, let's pay the bills. Well, not there's really any bills. Listen to this commercial. We'll be right back. Now it's time to play Who the Hell Is This?
All right, everybody out there. Time for a bit we call Who the Hell Is This? Where we do 4 10-second clips of a song that may be an obscure band, maybe an obscure song from well-known band. So as we go through it, we'll give each other hints as after each one because some of them are not very obvious. So, Mark, you want to go ahead and try the first one?
All right, here we go. Track one. Who the hell is this? I don't know. How about Eclipse?
Damn it.
You're kidding me.
Yep, that's it.
You bonehead. You always give me Eclipse.
I do not. Always. Wait. I always give you Eclipse?
Okay, oh, that's a stretch. I mean, always? That was a total guess. I figured, oh, he's going to play Eclipse again.
Well. I'll do it next time then, too, so,
okay.
So you'll be more right that I always do it.
Okay, well, I couldn't, okay, I got the band right. I couldn't tell you the name of the damn song.
All right.
So
you can get there if you keep going.
Or should I just jump to track 4?
Yeah, go to 4.
Okay, here we go.
That's when it kicks in.
And they can tell us more about this Eclipse song. By the way, great band. I'm going to guess that's Wake Me Up, I'm Dreaming.
That's Wake Me Up, yep, from their album Bleed and Scream, which is an amazing album from 2021.
2021, Well, yep. Eclipse doesn't make too many crappy albums.
And oh, man, every one of them. They've got, I wouldn't say it's a formula, but their sound is just, it's right up my alley.
Yeah, and they're playing that Monsters on the Mountain thing in Dollywood, Tennessee. Yep.
I'm trying to think of some way that I can go. Because every day there's something, at least one band I'd want to see.
Well, you can see if your wife wants to hang out in Dollywood for two or three days.
Yeah.
I mean, it's in August and it's going to be hot as hell in the Tennessee mountains. But
may not be too bad in the mountains, but still.
Yeah, who's playing on the Monsters? It's a three-day festival, I know that.
Okay, yeah, 3 days. I think this is 2022. Let's see, the first day, going from smallest to largest, Nerd Halen, which is hilarious. I love those guys. Tango Down, don't know them. Bad Marriage, don't know them. Lillian Axe, definitely know them. Autograph, whose bass player just died.
Yeah, I don't think, how are they going to play? They don't have any original members anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. Kip Winger. Richie Kotzen, love both those guys. Quiet Riot, who's in that?
Oh, that's, you don't know who's the lead singer of Quiet Riot now?
No.
Love Hate, Jizzy Pearl.
Oh, really?
And Rudy Sarzo is in it now.
Who's playing guitar?
It's Alex Grossi. He's been in it forever.
Oh, okay.
I couldn't tell you the drummer is, but they brought Rudy back, so they had at least one member of the classic lineup.
Yeah.
But they do a very good job. Jizzy really pulls it off. This is
really
this is the second time he's been in Quiet Riot.
Okay.
So you're there for the hits.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're going to, what, play half hour?
Yeah, bro, who knows?
They'll play Slick Black Cadillac, Mental Health.
Come on, feel the noise. Yep.
Yeah. Bang Your Head. Lots of Mental Health. But all right. Also, Yngwie Malmsteen, who I've never seen.
He's phenomenal.
Yeah.
He's full of himself, but he's phenomenal to watch.
Extreme, which I've seen probably 10 times maybe.
And always worth it.
I will be totally into seeing them an 11th time. And then headliner on Friday night is Cinderella's Tom Kiefer.
Yeah, we'll play all the Cinderella hits for you.
Yeah. See how he's holding up. I know on our last show we talked about some guys that are not holding up well. This will be another potential train wreck.
No, it's really not. He really pulls it off. He's been good for the last 10 years.
Good. It just, his voice doesn't sound like it would last a year from back in the day.
Yeah, well, he had some surgeries and some really bad issues with his voice. But I think he's fixed all that. And he's got a big backing band of a lot of people who sing. So he's not doing it himself.
Yeah.
It's not a John Bon Jovi thing.
All right, so Saturday's lineup, going from first to last. Pyromania, no idea.
Probably a cover band.
Yeah, Bad Marriage, no idea. Simon Daniels.
He's the lead singer of Autograph, and he was in the lead singer of Jailhouse.
Okay.
He's probably doing a solo thing. That's what Kippen's doing also.
Enough's Enough, always entertaining.
Yep.
John Corabi. Just amazing.
Probably acoustic.
I would think so, yeah. Eclipse, which I've never seen, but as we've talked about, I would love to. I would love to. Dangerous Toys, they're entertaining.
Yep, seen them.
Stephen Piercy.
Hit or miss.
Yeah.
You just never know.
Striper.
Always good. Great. Yeah.
Though I've never seen them.
Really?
No, I did see him at 1M3.
Yeah, they were great.
Yeah. And then Queensryche, who's always awesome.
Yep.
Yep.
Lots of drama in that camp, though.
Yeah, what's going on with that lately?
I guess the two remaining, the two guitarists, Eddie Jackson, the bass player, Michael Wilton, been trashing the drummer for walking out on him.
Oh, really?
Rockin' Field.
Did he left?
Yeah, he hasn't been there for 3-4 years now.
Oh, okay.
I guess he was having a kid, and he took some time off, and then there was some maybe some mental issues, and they're doing two albums without him so far, so.
All right. Well.
More drama. More old man drama.
Yeah. Oh, my back hurts. I can't play the game.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, so Sunday. Let's see, Shot of Poison.
Probably no cover, I guess.
Wild America.
Don't know.
The Hot Summers.
Nope.
Don't know that one. Michael Sweet.
Probably acoustic, yep.
Mm-hmm. Soto Beeler. Oh, yeah.
Fantastic.
That might be the only reason to go to Saturday for me, anyway, because I've seen most of these others. Crazy Licks.
You've seen Crazy Licks before?
No.
They're Swedish. They're one of these bands like Eclipse that got a big buzz about them.
They're good?
Yeah.
All right. It's just funny because there's a cover band around this area named Crazy Licks.
Yeah.
Spelled the same, too. It's kind of...
Yeah, Crazy Licks is like Crash Diet, one of those bands that's been around for a long time.
Okay.
But never gets over here.
Yeah. All right, continuing on with Sunday, Pat Travers, who I have not seen, which would probably be a good show.
Yeah.
Brother Kane, I like them all right.
Yeah, I'm surprised they're back together. That's Damon Johnson. He's great.
Yeah. Nelson.
Never seen him. Not a big fan, though.
No. Vixen, always great.
Seen him many times, still good.
Great to look at.
Kotsen's wife is now the bass player.
Nice. Well, good. Then he's playing Friday night, so he'll be around.
A family trip.
Yeah. Firehouse, always great.
Seen them. I'm not a huge fan, though.
No?
They're good, but something about that guy's voice. And I hate their ballads, too. Ugh.
Well, he does the same little thing with his voice where he goes from one note to the other.
Oh, really?
And it does it all. Listen to it, and especially the ballads. You can't get it out of your head, or I can't.
Oh, Love of a Lifetime makes me want to shoot somebody. Hate that song.
Well, you know they'll play that.
Oh, yeah.
And then the headliner for Sunday, of course, Night Ranger.
Night Ranger is always fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Seen them many times. Well, I've seen them 3 times, I guess.
Yeah, they've always been good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they don't suck.
So you got to convince the wife. Honey, let's go to Dollywood.
So of the bands playing, the ones I really want to see, even though I've seen them before, Extreme, Yngwie Malmsteen. I want to see Richie Kotzen. Let's see. I'd like to see Stryper again. Eclipse for sure. John Corabi. Enough's Enough. Let's see. Nelson I wouldn't mind seeing again. Or I haven't seen them before, but I'd like to see them. Soto Beeler. Probably Michael Sweet.
Yeah, and what are the dates as we're promoting this show?
Yeah, August 19th, 20th, and 21st in Gatlinburg, Tennessee.
Sooey.
I don't know where you'd fly into. Let me look at that real quick, because that's...
I'm thinking Knoxville, and they have an airport.
Yeah, let me see here. Man, Gatlinburg's in the middle of nowhere. Jesus.
I know. Yeah, it's at least 3-4 hours from Nashville, huh?
Holy moly.
I know it's closer to... It's on the eastern side, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's real close to North Carolina. But, yeah, Knoxville would be where you fly into.
Is Dollywood like Six Flags a lot? Something like that.
Yeah, pretty much. But everything's country fried.
Nothing wrong with that. You get a country fried pickle?
What's that?
Country fried pickle.
That's right. the worst is the country deep fried Twinkies.
That's the worst?
Or Oreos.
I've never tried them.
Well, they're just battered and fried.
It's a heart attack waiting to happen, huh?
Totally.
Oof. I'd still try
deep fried Reese cups. Oh my god. Oof. So good.
Ooh. Yeah, so good. My arteries are hardening right now.
I don't want to know what's hardening. Come
hey,
on.
Hey, my arteries. So, again, this is a family show. Well, now I got a song for Danny. Let's see. Well, there's a possibility he'll get it quick, but I'm not so sure. So we'll have to check this out. All right, here you go.
Let me go through my Canadian band list. See what I can find here.
Okay. And I almost did a Canadian band.
Yeah. All right, here we go, part one.
All right. Ten seconds in the beginning of the song.
DAD?
DAD. No, it is not DAD. Not a horrible guess. Your first clue is this song came out in 1995.
95. All right. Here's part two. Oh, man, the voice sounds familiar. Tattoo Rodeo.
You suck, man. It is Tattoo Rodeo, yep.
Nice.
All right, so you could probably skip. It's from the album Skin, their second album. And you could probably skip to track 4 and tell me the name of the song.
All right, let's hear it. 2 days young, I've been 2 days young, but the is that 3 days gone?
No.
No?
It's 2 days gone.
2 days. Oh, damn. I think. Damn.
Yeah, I was hoping you wouldn't get it off the guy's voice, but yeah.
Yeah, he's got a distinctive voice. Great singer.
Oh, fantastic singer. But yeah, those two Tattoo Rodeo albums, I don't listen to them as much as the White Sister stuff, but maybe I need to dig a little deeper into those things. I like that song.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the starting track off of the second album. So we basically made it way too easy for each other. I almost did a Canadian band, some obscure Canadian band, but I figured, no, he's going to expect that. So I'll go with Tattoo Rodeo. Maybe he hasn't heard that.
Yeah, since I know all the Canadian bands.
Yeah, I was listening to some Trooper albums this past week. I mean, some of the stuff is not very good. I listened to Prism last month. I mean, again, same thing. A couple songs are good. Some of them are trash. I like trying to find those those hidden gems from the past that we missed for some reason. So.
Yeah. Well, I like Tattoo Rodeo a lot, and I, love White Sister, so.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
So I wonder if you people out there are disappointed that we got the song so quickly. Usually that doesn't happen, but it did this week, so. Which means we got...
If somebody's really disappointed, maybe they should up their game with what they worry about.
True. It's a lot more important things in the world than what we're doing right now.
Damn it. Dude, he got Tattoo Rodeo so quick.
Yeah, Mark sucks, man, getting clips in the first... Yeah. So let's make sure that we never play an Eclipse song during this bit.
or a Canadian band.
Oh, but that cuts out a lot of bands. Yeah. I almost went with Danko Jones.
All right.
That's what I had first, and I went, I think I've done that one before, so I switched.
I might have gotten Danko Jones, too, because I like them.
Yeah. Good stuff. All right, so we have one more bit for you. Hopefully we don't get as quickly this time around, but I think I got a good one for Danny, so. You have to guess the original artist, the covering artist, and the name of the song.
Then the public prosecutor started prosecuting me. That man wanted to find what was my pedigree. He said, where was you in the 3rd of June 1963? Them cats with the rubber holders started giving me the third degree.
Well, man.
Well, Danny,
I know the song is Framed.
The song is called Framed. You are correct.
I don't know who did the original. It's an old song.
It is a very old song.
Like early 50s.
Correct. That would be 1954, written by Lieber and Stroller.
I don't know what band they were in.
The version you listen to is from 1972.
And the guy's got a distinctive voice.
Oh, yes, he does.
He passed away
in the 80s.
Huh?
He passed away in the 80s.
He's a really weird dude.
He really is. And it's a weird-looking band, too.
Oh, the Sensational Heavy Alex Harvey Band.
That is correct.
Yes.
Yeah, Framed.
Oh, man, that hurt my brain for that one.
Yeah, that's one of those bands I discovered later on. I think I like about 5 or 6 songs from them. The guitar player wore face paint makeup. Like green and red and white. But there's a couple of songs like Midnight Moses and Framed and that really are kick ass.
Yeah.
And he's almost, Alex Harvey's almost like, he almost sounds like, well, he does sound like Bon Scott in this version of Framed. But he predates, well, not really, because Bon Scott was a pop artist in the late 60s. In the early 70s, before AC/DC. But so they came out, they're about the same time, same age. And it's funny, both guys passed away early.
Yeah.
Bon Scott in 79, I think Alex Harvey, early 80s, same thing.
Man.
Yeah, the Sensational Alex Harvey Band, Framed from 1972. You want to guess the name of the original artist?
I'm going to say... Oh, geez.
It will be a miracle if you get
some
this.
Of the early 50s. I have no clue. Okay. The Ronettes.
You're close. It's the Robins. but, okay. This out was covered by another 50s artist in 1958, And it was a hit in 1976 by a comedy duo. Both Latino artists. Can you tell me who they are?
I'll say Cheech and Chong is a comedy.
Correct. And in 1958, another Latino artist covered it.
Richie Valens.
Correct.
Wow.
Yeah.
Kill me, go me.
Yeah, there you go. Killer song, too.
Yeah.
Get that sensational Alex Harvey band Best Of album, which I believe you have.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, some good stuff on there.
I'll check that out. I think you sent that to me years ago, and I don't think I've ever listened to it.
Yeah, there's at least half of it's worth listening to.
Well, I've definitely listened to it because I recognize the weird or whatever you want to call it. I recognize his voice, but it's not definitely not on my rotation.
Yeah, what really got me is the Dead Daisies covered Midnight Moses, and I didn't
really?
I didn't know it was a cover. So I went back and found out who did it. Sensational Alex Harvey band. Listen to it. Oh, this is pretty damn cool. Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Now, nice. What you got for me, sir?
All right. This one, you will absolutely know the song.
Okay.
You'll probably know the original artist. You will not know who the band is.
Kind of like mine with the Robins from 1954.
Yeah. But I think you'll know the original artist.
Oh, I might? Okay.
You won't know who is the covering artist.
Oh, it's Eclipse. No? All right.
Damn it. No.
Okay. Let's check this out.
Just so you know, I will never use Eclipse again.
Never. All right. Let's listen to this 30-second clip. Okay.
You're feeling so low. Though I decided quickly.
Okay, well, I definitely know the song. That would be
yep.
Play That Funky Music.
Great job, white boy.
Thank you. the original artist was Wild Cherry.
Yep.
And the covering artist, is that Jeff Scott Soto?
No, it is not, smart guy.
Not? Okay, that was a guess.
Okay.
All right, my second guess, is it Roxanne?
No.
Okay.
Nope. It is a band from the UK. They're big in the UK, but not so much here.
I think you did this one before. Is it Gunn?
No.
Oh, maybe I didn't do it
Gunn,
before.
Gunn, I did.
Wait. Is it Thunder?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God. Okay. Yeah, you didn't do this one before. You did Gunn, did something else. And you would.
Yeah, Gunn with Come On, Pretty Ladies Around the World.
That's right.
Yeah.
I forgot Thunder did this song.
Yep. And Thunder, yeah, on a 1999 album called Giving the Game Away.
I don't think I've ever actually listened to it. So.
Yep.
Thunder's one of those bands that's really big in the UK. Pretty solid in Europe, but can't get arrested in the United States.
Yeah, I mean, who would know? I don't even know if they do any of those festivals around here or not. If they did, they'd be early afternoon.
Yeah. People just don't know them.
Yeah.
Maybe stuff.
Which is too bad. They're a good band.
They just released a double album called Dopamine just a week ago, I believe, which will sell a boatload of copies over there and nothing over here. So.
Yeah. Well, it's a double album.
Wow, you were on it today.
Yeah, woo.
Jeez. That's pretty cool. So, yeah, go check out the Thunder and the Sensational Alex Harvey Band. We went all over the place, didn't we?
Man.
Tattoo Rodeo. So I have to come up with a song to play. Oh, let's do something.
I heard a song today.
What's that?
That I haven't heard in a long time that I love. It's Peace Sells. By Megadeth.
P-Cells. Oh, speaking of P-Cells, did you see that little video clip of, I guess, a bunch of kids Went to, they were sitting in the stands. It was, I think it's a Lamb of God and Megadeth are on tour together.
Yeah.
And Dave Mustaine sits behind the kids.
Yeah.
After a set, and he hands them.
He gives them some picks.
And, you know, tells the kids to be quiet and don't tell their parents.
I saw that.
It's like, good for you, Dave. There's hope for you, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he gets a bad rap for being a jerk, you know? I guess maybe he's not a jerk. Who knows?
Yeah, he may not. I mean, he may be a jerk to his band, but it's his band.
Yeah, pretty much. He's the only, he's the sole original member in Megadeth, so it should be called Mustaine of Death or David Death.
Megastain.
Yeah. Megastain.
Oh, come on. That's a good one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You like,
I don't care who you are.
You like yourself today. I think I just came up with a song.
I'm full of me.
Yeah, you are. How about we, since we were talking about the sensational Alex Harvey Band, let's play Midnight Moses by the sensational Alex Harvey Band.
All right, that's cool.
Just